Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. A good time. Invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, hey. The name is Charlie.
We're gonna have some babies.
morning, everyone, and thank you for listening to the show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams. Good Monday to you. Good Monday morning to you, and thank you guys for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Again, thank you for listening to the show, those that are listening via cell phone and those that are listening via my show page online at blogtalkradio.com. If you are on my show page, please click on the Follow the Show tab so that you can follow the show on a daily basis. And you can also follow the show on Twitter and Facebook. I promote the show daily on Twitter. And my Twitter, at Twitter, you can follow the show at The Frank W Show. On Twitter at The Frank W Show. You can also follow the show on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you go into your account, go to the top of the page there and type in the search box, type in The Frank Williams Show. Again, on Facebook, The Frank Williams Show. And that way, daily, whether you're on Twitter or Facebook, you'll get daily show notes about the show, and you'll never miss an episode if you don't want to. All right? My show this morning is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call the Certified Public Accounting Firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. And again, thank you for listening to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I have a great show set up for you this morning. Very interesting. And if you guys want to call in and say hello to me or my guests, that'll be fine as well. 818-301-5834. Now, today's show is about a very special person. Today is my mother-in-law's 75th birthday, and I'm calling the show. My mother-in-law is 75 and counting. That's what I call the show. So, you guys, if you're ready for a treat, then I have one for you this morning. Now, she was born the oldest of 12 kids in LaGrange, Georgia. Okay, she also attended Fort Valley State College, graduated with a degree there, and she taught school just after college. I believe that was her passion, but I'm not sure how long she taught. I'll ask her that in just a minute. And after teaching, she went to work for the Fulton County Juvenile Court for 30 years. She was a probation officer in the beginning, and she moved up the ranks to become a chief intake officer when she retired a few years ago. Now, I know that she's been enjoying her retirement ever since. I know that. And I think that retirement has been very good to her. And she's taking it all in. I think she's having a great time in her retirement. She does a lot of things. She stays active, not only with her grown kids, but she also stays active with her grandkids, which are my kids. And so she's a, if you've ever met her, and some of you guys in the audience have met her, like I say, she's my mother-in-law. So if you guys in the audience have met her, you guys know what a wonderful, wonderful lady she is. She leads her life as a God-fearing person. She's well-versed, well-educated. She knows a lot, and she has a whole lot going for herself. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and get her up on the show. I know she's anxious to be on the show this morning. She's already been up moving around this morning and doing a lot of stuff. And so we're going to go ahead and get her up on the show. Now, like I said, guys, if you want to say hello or wish her a happy birthday, you can call into the show. And please let my front phone screener know that, please press the appropriate button to let my phone screener know that you want to talk to the host, and I'll put you on the air, okay? 818-301-5834. So we're going to go ahead and get Miss Betty Freeman up on the show, and we're going to go from there. Good morning, Miss Freeman.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well, good. Well, good. That's good to hear. And then I know we had a great time on yesterday at dinner. How'd you enjoy that?
That was just what I wanted, to be with my immediate family, which includes my grandkids. And Frank is absolutely correct. I have two granddaughters, which are his children, and a grandson, Tommy and Renata. Tommy is my eldest son. So there are three of them, and I love them all. I also want to add that over a period of years, I did receive my master's degree from Georgia State University while taking care of the kids, and my inspiration for returning to school was to challenge myself. So having said, added in those two things about the kids and my master's, Frank had it pretty good. As a son-in-law, I love him. And I respect him. This is the first time I've been on his show, but I find this as a very special day, and I not only want to accommodate him, but I am beginning to enjoy this adventure, which is completely new to me.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. Everything's good. It's just like, I tell people all the time, it's just like we're talking together on the cell phone with no problem. Don't worry about anybody else out there or anything. It's just me and you talking this morning with no problem, and it's going to be fine. Now, so being the oldest of 12 kids and then growing up in LaGrange, And now coming of age and of 75 years, I won't put that out there too many times. But just thinking about that, what's probably been your biggest joy, not over the years, but probably over the past 5 to 10 years? What have you enjoyed most over the past 5 or 10 years since you've been in retirement?
To be frank with you, I think the freedom to do many, many things I wanted to do at without having to consider the job of my kids. I was a mother who pretty much raised her children as a single parent. And it was wonderful to be at this point in my life where my children are independent. I'm grateful to God that they are self-sustaining. And my greatest joy is having the fun to spoil my grandchildren and to travel. Those are the things I think that gives me the greatest inspiration to get up every morning. And knowing
right.
that there's a lot, something else for me to do, and I really don't know at times what that's going to be, but I'm ready for it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good thing, I think. Yeah, I think about that a lot as far as retirement at sometime later on in the years. But so, what are your plans for the today? Are you doing anything special today?
You know, for me, special is just whatever I want to do.
Right.
Having worked and haven't been passionate about my work as much as I was about raising my kids and being involved in their lives, I never really gave myself any real priority until those two things was done to the best of my ability at whatever I was, whatever job or whatever consequences I faced. So now the leisure part of my life and how I can sort of, each day for me, to be honest with you, is an adventure. I do have some things on my calendar that has to do with me and her piano lessons. But she doesn't need me as much as I used to, so I usually get up just feeling like, what am I going to do today? And read a book, and it's sort of at my beck and call is what I might decide to do. One of the greatest joys I have is speaking with my kids at least once a day on the telephone and seeing how their day is going and if there's anything I can do to make things a little bit easier. After that consideration, the day is just mine. And
right.
and it's a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I really do appreciate you in every way. I know you do a lot. Do a lot for us. You do a lot for the grandkids, and I really appreciate you. I wanted to say that, as well as you've been there for me ever since my mom died, and I appreciate that. You've taken me in your family, just like one of your own, and I really do appreciate that, and I love you for that, and. That'll never change. Now, we do have a caller up on the show from the 404 area code, first three digits of 550. Caller, you are live on the air with Frank Williams, and you're talking to my mother-in-law on her 75th birthday, Miss Betty Freeman. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to call to say happy birthday to Grandma and that I love you.
I thought I recognized that voice. You should see the smile on my face.
So who's this?
Thank you,
who's
Tony.
Who's this calling into the show?
This is Tony.
Okay.
Your daughter.
Okay, well, I just wanted you to recognize yourself when you called into the show. That's all. I know you still in the bit.
Of course.
That's what college kids seem to do, isn't it, Frank?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So I have another. What's that?
I said we do a lot more. Don't do that.
I love it, Tony. Make that some. Make the clarifications where needed.
Well, thank you for calling in, and hang on to the show and keep listening. We have another caller up on the show from the 404 area code. The first three digits are 328. Caller, you're live on the air with Frank Williams. Are you there?
Yes, hi. This is Laura Michelle Freeman Williams. I am Miss Betty Henderson Freeman's oldest daughter. Happy birthday, Mama.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Hey, you didn't tell Frank about your big birthday present you're going to get. When is your sister's dinner for this month?
It is the last Sunday in the month, and, of course, I'm looking forward to that at my sister Cookie's house, and I'll have a birthday party with the nine sisters, two telephone from Texas and one from Alabama. And, of course, the rest of the sisters live in Atlanta area, and they will be there in person, birthday card reading, dinner, and a whole lot of love. So I'm looking forward to that part, too. And I also want to say that my granddaughter, Tony, carried me out to a pre-birthday dinner the last Sunday. So this is my month.
Sure is. I wish I could get in on the birthday club. I hear y'all get some nice little cash gifts on your birthday.
And now you know that is another thing that makes it really, really a fun project when you sit there and open up cards and money come falling out the envelope.
If not, you have folk there staring at him like, oh, hey, why this envelope empty?
Yeah.
And, everybody know what they better do. So
that's
I just
right.
be sitting there
right.
With my hands open.
Wow. Well, tell us a little bit about your sisters club. Now, this is an all sisters club. You also have two brothers that are not involved in the club because it's an all sisters club. Now, how did that start and why did that start?
It originated some years ago at my home. One of my sisters had come in from Texas, Angela, and I had made blueberries and pancakes for her. Other sisters heard about it and wanted to know why they hadn't been over for breakfast. So I said, why not? And that sister came, and then the rest of the sisters, you know, when they are sisters, the telephone gets really warmed up if something is happening with one that the others don't know about. So as a result of that one pancake breakfast for the sister from Texas, we began to realize how much fun it was to sit around the table and eat and serve each other. And from that beginning, we now meet once a month and celebrate birthdays, grandchildren's and nieces' events in their lives and in the lives of each family. We have an organization where we have a president, secretary, and treasurer. So we adhere to parliamentary procedures in order to keep order. And generally, when the club is over, the next thing our children want to know is what happened at the sisters' club.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun. And out of that, we have traveled and made plans for travel and the beginning of a family reunion from the siblings. My mother and father haven't had 12 children. We decided that our families needed to get to know each other. And so it's been a tremendous journey, and we keep records, hopefully years to come. Tony and Z and me and the other children in the family can read a bit of the history of what this family is and has become.
Well, that's great. I know I've met and interacted with all the sisters, and I think that this was a great, you know, a great idea, a great way to get together, a great way to celebrate with each other, and for everyone that's listening to the show, this may be an idea that you could take along and you could grab a hold of for your siblings and, you know, or your sisters, or maybe you have a lot of brothers that you may want to do this with. That's a great idea to kind of keep everyone together. And of course, I know from experience that a lot of times, everyone does not see eye to eye. And but as long as you're together and as long as you can talk it out, I think that keeps everyone from getting so upset with each other that that you sometimes even stop speaking to it. You know, because I know how it is. I mean, you get women together, and I'm not bashing women or anything like that. But I know you get women together, and they say something, and they may say something that they didn't really mean to say or didn't want to say, and the other person may take it the wrong way, and then that causes some type of emotional stress, and they may not, you know, talk or call each other for a little while until they can get over that. So, but go ahead.
The amazing thing is that for our family, and having gone through the kind of upheaval that can occur just because of misunderstandings, this club allows and provides a format to work that out. We have learned that we really love the family tie that comes with being a family much more than we appreciate the discord that can lead to those kind of breakups. And so our hearts have mended, and our hearts have become a source of strength to not allow that to happen. And yet everyone has a voice. And because the majority rules, we've come to respect that. Because nobody is a winner if anybody is a loser.
That's right. That's right. Well, Ms. Freeman, I appreciate you coming on the show. I really do. And I love you so much. And again, I appreciate you coming on the show. Thank you for all you do. And I wanted you to know that, and I just appreciate
it. I have one thing I'd like to say. I'm interrupting the host. I did pretty good.
That's okay.
But
that's
I do want you to know, Frank, that your mother and I had such a wonderful relationship. I don't think anybody knows how wonderful that relationship but the two of us. And as a result of the fact that we could talk, we were mothers. And the space she left behind, I can never feel. But I know the love she had for her children, and I respect that, and I love you. And if I can do something to make the joy in your heart just a little bit brighter, with my filling in, I'll always be there for you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. And again, thank you for being on the show. I know it was kind of a last-minute thing. It was kind of something that a lot of people don't like to do, but I appreciate you coming on the show anyway. I figured you would, because it's your birthday. Maybe any other day you may not. You may not do it, but I told Laura that She'll probably do it today, since today is special. So thank you for being on the show. And anytime you want to be on the show, you tell me. Anytime you want to get a word out to someone, or you just want to say something or teach something to someone, this is your platform, and I'll do that for you at any time, okay?
Thank you so much, and thanks for having me. And I thank God for these years, and hopefully if I'm brave enough, I might pick you up on it.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. I know we ran over a little bit, but no big deal, okay? You guys take care of yourselves. Have a great Monday. And we'll see you in about 23 and a half hours.
And things that they don't want to take responsibility for.